And we're talking to Steve Stevens, president and CEO of Stevens Wellspring Group. Steve, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me, David.
You know, I get asked all the time about people, from individuals and people, what is an EAP, an employee assistant program? So I know you are what I call the king of EAPs here in Maine. And I'd love to know if you could kind of give me an overview of what that program is, what it kind of incorporates, and then we can get into the details.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate the compliment. Basically, employee assistance programs are short-term counseling, assessment, and referral, for lack of a basic, you know, description of what EAPs are all about. And they started many years ago, back in the 60s, and they started on the West Coast, and they started basically as a result of people that had substance abuse issues or alcohol issues, basically. And a lot of the big companies had them as an in-house basically service, where they would have employees and clinicians work for them, and they would, you know, basically go in and visit. And then it expanded kind of so that into the market where smaller companies want to take advantage of it. And then it became companies like myself who offer to provide services, basically, very simply, you know, put as whatever the particular issues were, whether it was, you know, anything from stress to depression to trying to get from point A to point B and that type of thing. And then it really moved into what we call today, and what pretty much is lost in the industry today, unfortunately, is what we call core technology. And what a lot of people miss today is the fact is that a lot of people use the word EAP, EAP, anybody can do an EAP. Well, really, you really can't be an EAP, even as described by the state of Maine. If you have an EAP, there are certain things that you need to do that a lot of people don't do today. In other words, it's a mandatory thing that employee assistance program do supervisory training, for example, face-to-face. They do orientations face-to-face. They have perpetual evaluations of their program ongoing. They have support material. They have things where, you know, for lack of a better explanation, David, you know, our philosophy here at Stevens Wellspring is, with any of our counselors, that we really would strive to be a partner rather than a vendor. And I think that's basically what our philosophy is at Stevens Wellspring.
Well, you know, one of the things that people may not know is that this service really is, and can be, very invaluable to organizations to help their employees. I think that you and I have certainly had many conversations about the fact that employees simply do want to do the right thing. They do want to help their employees, certainly in times of stress and times of issues happening in their personal life. And some employees get a little nervous about that, and they don't know how to help, and they want to be careful of what they say and do, but they want to take care of their employees. And this is one way, a very cost-effective, very effective way to help in that process. Don't you agree?
I do, David, and that's a very good point. You know, EAPs now basically do a lot, and when you talk about being cost effective for the employer, because employers, you know, obviously they have issues with what's going on in the workplace today, with insurances and with layoffs and with things like this, and they're trying to find a way to take care of their people. And, you know, we start off a lot of orientations with people who say, listen, the reason we're here today is because your company cares about your well-being. And that's the kind of the attitude we take. And today, with a real EAP, you're going to get 5 or 6 completely different programs that are 100% confidential. And your question on confidentiality is very good. Confidentiality, we explain EAPs that are 100% confidential, with the exception if it's determined that somebody that we see is going to do harm to themselves, harm to someone else, and or there's a violation of the state of Maine child abuse laws. You know, then obviously the confidentiality becomes invalid for obvious reasons. But what we do is your employers will be able to provide a legal program, a credit program, a concierge program, a wellness program, identity theft programs. And all of these things come with a very robust employee assistance program, which also is added on, you know, based to the clinical part of it. And what people on HR people per se that understand EAP, what they want to be able to do is they want to be able to pick up the telephone and say, I have an issue with a particular person, and I don't know what to do or how to handle that situation. And that's where we get involved with, as you know, we're doing training, we're doing team building, we're doing anger management, we're doing all of those things, because that's very, very, very important in the workplace. So rather than just having a telephone, if you have, you know, what we call a cultural EAP, that HR person or small company owner with as few as 10 to 20 people can pick up the telephone and have an answer to his issues. You know, things like if you have a substance abuse, if you have a drug testing program, but it's a non-DOT drug testing program, and somebody tests positive, you don't want to lose that person because, as you know, it's going to cost somebody $5,000 when they lose somebody, hire somebody, train somebody. So basically their EAP should be able to pick up the telephone, say, I have somebody that's positive. I need to have you do a return-to-work eval for this person and tell me, can they come back to work and under what conditions can they come back to work? So it is very much part of a culture, and that's where we become part of the culture. You know, we're a phone call away, that type of thing.
Yeah, when you talked a little bit about this program, can you give an example of an organization, and you don't obviously have to give the company name if you choose, give an example of a real-life situation that may have happened and how the program was invaluable in really helping the company, the organization, the team, in terms of getting themselves back on foot, not only for the person but for the company?
Well, we can there's a lot of examples, actually. A typical example that happens is that, as you know, there's a lot of different generations in the workplace today. And what motivates, you know, Generation X does not necessarily, motivate another generation that's you know, born in the 40s. And what happens is that you will have employees that basically will refuse to accept change. And a lot of companies are going through a lot of change right now, and you have employees that are fixed. And basically, not only do they not like that, but they'll act that out. And they'll act that out, you know, specifically, you know, in the workplace. So if you were to look at something like that and not deal with it, what happens is, you know, when it manifests itself, basically what happens is you get low morale, you get unhappy employees, you have a turnover of the employees that you're hiring to bring in because they don't want to work in quote-unquote a hostile work environment. And, you know, it's important to understand from a liability standpoint is that when you're talking about sexual harassment, things like that we work with, 90% of sexual harassment is simply a hostile work environment. And basically, it doesn't even have to be that. It only can be in the eyes of the person in the beholder, and which it's real. And what we will do is we will come in actually a particular situation. We come in and we will provide training that's specific to the issue. In other words, rather than a company going out and spending money for training on to just an overview or something like that, we will come in and we will sit down with the people and we basically will say, you know, these are what the issues are. This is what's going on. This is how you should handle this particular situation. And again, it goes back to the culture. You know, it's just not an EAP where you pick up a phone, you do counseling, and that's it. That is not an EAP, you know. And that's a good question, David. We have situations where, for example, with what happened in Newtown, there are people in the workplace that have behavior that's accelerated, that's changed, and has causes people within the workplace to be, quote-unquote, afraid, that don't want to work with a particular person. Well, how do you handle it? What do you do with that person? Well, if you have an employee assistance program, basically that's effective, and if they will come in and they will work with that person or do an evaluation on that person, and, you know, if the town comes, the word comes up gun, then obviously that's a red flag. And so rather than not being able to do anything and just let it go on, an EAP will go in and work with that. And if you remove the person from the workplace because he's a danger to your other employees, then that's what needs to be done. Adversarial terminations. Your EAP should always be there. You know, that's a very, very, very important thing. When you know you're going to have an adversarial termination, then you want to have your employee assistance program there, because there's certain things you do to protect yourself and to protect the company.
You know, one of the things you mentioned to me, and certainly we've done a lot of work together, you mentioned the fact of the number of clinicians and people that can help. You mentioned, I believe it was almost 30,000 people for the ability to help others. Talk a little bit about the importance of having that type of depth, because I know other organizations that may not provide the real skilled EAP that you provide don't necessarily have that depth, and I think that's an important thing for people to know.
Well, it is from the standpoint that, and that's a good point, is that if you have, particularly with our EAP, and there are other a couple other really good EAPs that are in the state of Maine that do a nice job, but if you have an issue, for example, we'll go back to anger management, then rather than just that person calling in and saying, you know, I want to see a counselor, and they get hooked up with a counselor, well, they may wind up with a family counselor. They may wind up with, you know, somebody that does some special training, which has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, anger management. When we get a phone call from a company, basically what we do is we will then align with that person. When that person calls in, that person will be referred to a specific clinician in their area that has a background in anger management. I mean, otherwise you're just wasting your time. I mean, you're not doing anything. And that's a very, very, very special, you know, part of the program. It's a very customized part of the program. And we'll do what we have to do to make sure that that works. So it's a tool. I mean, really, it's a tool. It's so funny. Even you will find that workers' comp companies will encourage companies to have an EAP that's effective, because it always reduces your workers' comp costs and always reduces your workers' comp fee and your claims. So, you know, if you have certain issues that you work with, I mean, if you have people that work that have a substance abuse issue and they're you know, working on a 90-foot crane, then those are issues that you have to get resolved within the workplace.
No, absolutely.
So it's a very specialized program.
No, I think you're absolutely correct. And, you know, one of the things that we have talked about, is, as I know as a fact, is sometimes the cost for these type of programs, actually there are savings in other types of programs. The next thing you know, it's a net wash, or even you even save some money sometimes. And I think that that's important for people to understand, that it's an investment in your organization to help smooth out some of the quote-unquote kinks that may be happening, to make sure that you really have an effective tool at your disposal.
The government says, and you can put as much faith in that as you want to, the government says that if you have a full-time EAP, now that's just not an EAP we just call them, but I mean an interactive EAP with your company, the savings can be as much as 15 to 1. So for every dollar you spend, you're going to get a $15 savings. And I think that that's probably true. I mean, if you look at somebody that has a good relationship with their EAP, that they're going to be able to save those kind of dollars in the long term. Unfortunately, you know, it's difficult to say, you know, if you pay me X amount of dollars, I'm going to give you a check back for that type of thing. It doesn't work like that. But if you turn around and you take and look at today, the interesting thing is today is 40% of any workforce, and it couldn't be higher, has some type of issue going on outside of the workplace that negatively affects their productivity by as much as 50%. That is a very, very valid number, and that any company can go out and look at their salaries, total them up, take 40%, and then take and look what those numbers are. That's a lot of money that goes to the bottom line.
No
question. And it's a real number.
No, it's real number, it is David. A real number. It's huge.
Well, I mean, like you said, you know, we have worked together, and I mean, so you understand the importance of dealing directly with, you know, finding somebody that can deal directly with a specific issue and what that looks like, and how that will save money. Many times it's difficult to get people to understand you need to spend money to save a lot of money, but in that particular case, I think it's very true.
You are listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Hi, this is Peter Boldick at Harvest Hill Farms. For those folks who are looking for healthy eating alternatives, we have been raising natural range-fed beef and poultry right here in the great state of Maine for over 15 years. Let us introduce you to our Never Ever program. Our animals are never ever introduced to growth hormones or antibiotics, only raised as nature intended. We are conveniently located on Route 26 in Mechanic Falls. To find out more, call us at 998-5485 or go to our website, harvesthillfarms.com. That's harvesthillfarms.com.
I love Maine, and I'm interested in Maine news.
But I want it quickly and simply.
All in one place would be good.
You've just described a great website.
Really?
MaineNewsSimply.com.
Maine news.
Three words, MaineNewsSimply.com. Go to the site and I'll explain. MaineNewsSimply.com collects news as it happens from news sources all over Maine. It's compiled and presented online in an easy-to-read format that keeps you up to date in just minutes. MaineNewsSimply.com is for people on the go who want the news of Maine fast, anywhere, anytime.
I'm on, and you're right. This is exactly what I asked for.
Discover what thousands of Mainers already have. Maine News Simply, the free online website and daily newsletter loaded with headlines and stories from close to 50 news sources.
Maine News Simply looks great, easy to read, current, interesting. I like it.
Try it today, and while you're there, sign up for the newsletter. It's all free. Three words, MaineNewsSimply.com. The smarter, faster way to stay on top of the news in Maine.
Hey, Mom, I'm really
starving for a snack.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe
some pepperoni breadsticks.
How did you know I
love pepperoni?
Wait, are you able
to read your mind? Of course, I'm a mom.
So, you know about the C I got in geography?
I do now.
It's the recipe that's so easy, it's not a recipe. It's a Recipe-Easy, like Hormel pepperoni baked on top of breadsticks. Find more tasty ideas at Recipe-Easy.com. Hormel, life better served.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, sponsored by CMAcareer.com. And we are speaking with Steve Stevens of Stevens Wellspring Group. Steven, thanks for being on the show again today.
Thank you for having me, David.
We talked a lot about EAPs in the last segment, and I think that there's no question they're invaluable. But one of the programs that you haven't talked about yet, you mentioned it a little bit, was the wellness program as part of this this EAP program. And wellness has become a big buzzword, and certainly companies are looking at it for what they can do and how can it be effective in their organization. Tell me a little bit about the program. Tell me a little about why you think it's an important part of why organizations should look at it. Let me know what you think.
Well, it's, as you said, it is the buzzword now, what's going on with wellness, and a lot of people are doing a lot with wellness. And now what's happened is that we are integrating, and I think the key word for it is integrating, wellness with EAPs. I mean, they go together. I mean, one's mental health, one's physical health. The savings, and people understand that, whether it is you go through a program, are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And basically, we have two complete programs that we offer, and all of our programs are available nationally. We can provide any program, whether it's EAP, whether it's the wellness program, on a national basis, and do to an extent. But wellness, you know, one of the big things about it is a lot of people will say when they started years ago, you know, you get a free T-shirt and you get a coffee mug. Well, unfortunately, that really doesn't work today. You would like to think that it does, but it doesn't. But what happens is, we have a wellness program where if somebody wants to get into it, they may not know what their risk is. They may say, well, you know, I want to do a blood draw, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. But they don't know where their risk is in their particular workplace. So we offer a program which is very affordable for companies in the workplace today that basically identifies what their risk is. It identifies it by individual, it identifies it by issue, and then basically provides an executive summary report which tells them, you know, this is what's going on in your particular workplace. You know, there may be heart disease, there may be smoking, there may be, you know, diabetes, there may be any number of things. And one of the programs will identify that without doing a venous puncture, without doing blood draws, but basically will provide coaching and will work through an effective service along with the EAP. And then we also have a program which is really well, a reporting mechanism that I think is probably one of the best in the country, back and will basically set up reasons for people to participate in a wellness program. And you look back for inducements in a program, and it can be money. Unfortunately, money always works, so fortunately, however that goes. But you need to get participation. And so we will basically sit down with people and ask them, you know, what is it you're trying to accomplish? What is your goal here? And try to save them the money and then basically put a program together that's for that particular company, which may have 21 people. And that what they're going to need and how they're going to work and what they can afford is an awful lot different than when you walk in and you talk to a company with 350 employees. I mean, we got programs we can put together for as little as $1.30 per employee per week. And they go up from there. But what's happening is when you combine them, now you are offering employees, you're offering them, you know, mental health, you're offering them physical health, you're offering them specialized programs. And we have specialized programs which go down to smoking cessation programs that we have that are all standalone. We have concierge services that will provide things for those people that are stressed, they're basically going to take care of their own, you know, their own parents. As you know, what goes on, you know, in the world today, where you many times your parents will, because they don't plan right, lose a complete legacy that they want to give to their family. And so we'll provide services to the wellness where they will get the legal help they need, they will get the placement services that they need, they will get the alternatives that's available to them. And all I have to do is just talk to our EAP, David.
No, I think you're right. I mean, this is really a complete package for an organization in which they are able to look at many different facets of how they take care of their employees, especially during stressful times. And wellness is certainly something that will help an organization ensuring that their employees are, you know, better fit and better able to engage in the work environment. And I think that, you know, you're talking about an entire program that helps people physically and mentally.
I would agree, Dave. And that's our goal, obviously, is to surround the account with a group of services that will benefit all of their people. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference. A happy workforce. And you can go into companies and you know, when you talk to their people, that management cares about their well-being. It's different. You know, it manifests itself in the work, in their attitude, in the lack of issues, and so on and so forth. So,
you know,
a tool.
It is a great tool. You know, I kiddingly said at the beginning, but kind of mean it, you're kind of like the king here of EAPs, because you've been doing it just a little while here in Maine and throughout the Northeast area. Steve, how long have you been in the industry?
Well, I've been in the business almost 20 years now altogether. We started Stevens Wellspring about 15 years ago, and have really we're a Maine-based company. I grew up in Maine. You know, Maine is my home, and basically what we've done is we try to design a program which you and I have talked about the last few minutes, but that's available not just to Maine, but it's available throughout the United States on an equal basis. So, you know, I'm very proud of our program. The program, I think the big thing that's different about our program, David, is the fact is that we have a center where if any of the employees call in, you know, and if there happened to be a crisis at 2 o'clock in the morning, the person that answers that telephone is a master's level clinician. And I think that's the heart of our program. And they have the capacity. They know the local police department. They know the local hospitals, the ambulance service, the sheriff's department. They know all the services available, whether it be here in Bridgeton, Maine, or whether it be in Miles City, Montana. It doesn't make any difference. It's completely equal. So I think that gives us a big edge, you know, where we're not an EAP that closes on the weekends, or we're not an EAP that closes in evenings and have a message that says, you know, please hang up. We'll have our on-call person call you back. Well, 60% of the time, when that person calls back, the person's gone. So that's the heart of our program, David, and that's what really allows us to really provide the services that we do. You know, and then we go, for example, a little example, like this morning, someone called in from one of our accounts. They had a pre-existing relationship with a clinician that was not part of our company or our network, and could they come on board? And I basically just said, have them call. They called, and I think 3 hours later, it's all taken care of. That's a small example of how a real personal EAP works and the type of relationship that we should have in the culture with our accounts. And that's our goal, David.
Absolutely. I think that that's a really great goal, and really one that I think organizations should look at. And this, of course, this show broadcasts across the country, so I think that people need to know that this, what we would call a little company here in Portland, Maine, really is more impactful all across the nation. It can make a real big difference, and I think that that's something that people need to understand. And, Steve, you've been doing it for, as I said, just a little while. I think that, you know, having somebody who really knows the industry and understands the product and can really provide insight to a company and really talk through the differences and help a company understand the differences of why it's invaluable to them, I think makes a huge difference. So, anyways, I appreciate you being on the show very, very much today. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, how would they do so?
We have a webpage, which is just www.stevenswellspring.com, or they can call our toll-free number at 1-877-707-9300.
Can you repeat the phone number one more time?
Sure, 1-877-707-9300.
Great. Thank you, Stephen. As you know, CMA Career presents today's program, and I wanted to make sure you know what CMA Career does and can do for you. First of all, it provides professional and executive search services for organization, outplacement and career transition, HR services, HR compliance, and HR outsourcing, executive coaching, training, individual and career coaching, and professional staffing. One of the things that I want to make sure you know is that there is a new part of CMA, which is Career Workspace for Individuals. We're excited to offer a special version of our corporate Career Workspace online career portal for individual job seekers. So are you struggling with your job search? Frustrated with having to go to multiple sites to search for job listings? Tired of looking at page after page of search results to research a company? If you're having these problems, go to cmacareer.com, go to Career Workspace, click on the Individual tab, and you will find an answer to your problem. That's cmacareer.com. And now the HR tip of the week. You know, it's already summertime. Well, not if you're looking outside. But if you're looking for a summer job, it's not too early to start putting in your applications. That's right, companies are already beginning to hire, and the earlier you start your job search, the better chance you'll have one when the summer arrives. So make sure you take the time to go online now, talk to people you know and network, and make that summer job a success. That's your HR Tip of the Week. Next week on the HR Power Hour, we're going to be talking with Kathy Kilroy. She is the president and co-founder of the Mentor Group, Incorporated, out of Chicago, Illinois. They're a leading mentoring firm and career management firm that was founded back in 1988. She's going to be talking about the mentoring programs, why they're valuable and important to your organization. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 2 p.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 AM or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.